Track 6.
It all started with a lost hammer. Peter Watling was a farmer in Hoxton, a town near Suffolk, England. One day, he lost his hammer in his field. He asked his friend Eric Laws for help. Laws was a retired gardener. He had a metal detector that he had gotten as a retirement gift. Laws began searching the field with the metal detector. What did he find there? Not the hammer. Instead, he found treasure. He found a large number of gold and silver objects. Surprised, he reported the find. The next day, archaeologists came to the field. They were shocked by what they found. Under the ground were almost 15,000 gold, silver, and bronze coins, and 200 items of gold jewelry and silver tableware. One of the most interesting pieces was a pepper pot. It was shaped like a wealthy woman. They called it the Empress Pepper Pot. The archaeologists found out the treasure was Roman gold and silver. It was from the 4th or 5th century. They named the treasure the Hoxton Hoard and took it to the British Museum in London. It is still on display there. Laws became famous for finding the treasure. He traveled to London and even met Prince Charles. He later got a reward of £1.7 million. That would be more than $4 million today. What did he do with the money? Even though he didn't have to, Laws split it with Watling. And what about the hammer? Was it lost forever? No, it wasn't. The hammer was also found and donated to the British Museum. It's on display with the rest of the Hoxton Hoard.